Perek Yom Mishnah Aleph. The main focus of the second half of the Masechta is far less related to the Megillah itself, but more to the general laws of reading the Torah, leining, haftorah, since it's a similar topic to reading the Megillah. And before we discuss those halachas as an introduction, this perek begins with a number of laws to do with the shul itself. Since the Torah is always read in the shul, so this Mishnah discusses the sanctity of the Torah itself and the sanctity of the shul. Now, there is an important rule known as Ma'ilim Bakodesh Ve'in Meridin. We always go up and rise in levels of sanctity and don't bring things down in levels of sanctity. Now, one midrabbanon implication of this is that if one sells a holy item, then he cannot use that money to buy something of lower sanctity. If, let's say, you were to sell a Sefer Torah, it would be a disgrace and a lack of honor to spend that money now on a mundane need. So this Mishnah is going to list various items which have Kedusha, they have holiness to those items, and which items are considered more holy and which have a lower level of sanctity and Kedusha. So the Mishnah says, Bnei Ho'ir, residents of a city, Shemachru Chayva Shal'ir, who sold the town center, the town square. The reason why this town square has a certain level of holiness is because on fast days, if let's say there is a fast day which is decreed because rain hasn't come down yet, so the people of that city would go out into the town square and daven over there. So although it's not considered a shul, it still does have a certain level of sanctity and kedusha because it is a place of davening on fast days. One can buy an actual shul with the money received for selling the town square. Since the shul has a higher level of sanctity, one can use the money to buy a shul. If the people of the city sold the shul, they can buy an Aron HaKodesh in which the Torah is kept, because that is closer to the Torah, and so it has a higher level of Kedusha. Teva, if they sold the Aron HaKodesh, they can buy the covers of the Sefer Torah. They're actually touching the Sefer Torah, and they adorn the Sefer Torah itself, and therefore they have a higher level of holiness. Mitpachos, if they sold the coverings of the Sefer Torah, like Chinsforim, they can buy scrolls of Tanakh, since that has the actual text of the Tanakh on the parchment, so these scrolls have a higher level of Kedusha. And Sefarim, if they sold these scrolls, then like Torah, then they can buy a Sefer Torah, which has the highest level of Kedusha. Avobat imrochu Torah. If they sold the Sefer Torah leichud Sefarim, they cannot use that money to buy other holy scrolls which are not the Sefer Torah itself. Sefarim, if they sold these scrolls leichud mitpachos, they can't buy the coverings of a Sefer Torah. Mitpachos, if they sold the coverings of a Sefer Torah leichud teva, they cannot buy an Aron HaKodesh. Teva, if they sold an Aron HaKodesh leichud beis hakneses, they cannot buy a shul beis hakneses. If they sold a shul leichud es harachiv, they cannot buy the town square. And the Mishnah adds, v'chimba meisrehen, and the same applies with the leftover money. If, let's say, the people sell a Sefer Torah, and they use that money to buy another Sefer Torah, so that is permitted. However, the second Sefer Torah, which they bought now, was cheaper than the first Sefer Torah, and so they have some leftover money, which they can spend, and it's unlikely that that is enough money to buy another Sefer Torah. Even in that situation, says the Mishnah, it is forbidden to buy something else of a lower level of Kedusha. Now, it should be noted that all of this is only midrabbanon, and because of that, they were lenient in a case where the entire city and the members of the city who are in charge of the affairs of the city and selling things, if they all agree to sell the item, then the money gained from selling the item can be spent on any community need, even if it has a lower level of sanctity. It's only in a case where the members who take care of the city affairs, if they decide to sell something like this without the agreement of the rest of the city, only then did the Rabbanon apply this decree that they cannot buy things of a lower level of sanctity. Continues the Mishnah, Ein Moichrin es shel Rabim LaYochid. It is forbidden to sell a shul, that's how we're going to understand the Mishnah, a shul in which many people daven. There is at least a minyan of 10 people who daven there, and so the entire davening is recited there often, even the things which can only be said with a minyan. So one would not be able to sell a shul like that, a regular shul, la yochid, to an individual, such that the individual will govern there alone, without a minion, without 10 men governing together. So you're effectively causing it that many parts of the davening will not be recited anymore in that shul. Kedusha, Kaddish, Baruch Hu, all these parts of davening which require a minyan, if they are not said in the shul, then you're effectively lowering the level of sanctity of the shul. And so it is forbidden to do so, because one is decreasing its level of holiness and sanctity. That is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, Amulai. The Chacham said to Rabbi Yehuda in Cain, if that is true according to you, we don't agree, but if you would say like that, then af lo me'ir gedoyla le'ikatana, then it should also be forbidden to sell a shul from a large city to a smaller city. Since there is a concept of Barov Am Hadras Melech, that the more people there are davening together and performing any mitzvah together, the more glory it gives to Hashem, and therefore the shul of a larger city would have a higher level of kedusha, of holiness. So according to your logic, it would also be forbidden to ever sell a shul to a smaller city where there will be less people davening there. But since that is certainly permitted, say the Chachamim, so too it should be permitted to sell a shul of the public to an individual. Rabbi Yehuda argues because there is a much bigger difference between davening with a minyan or without a minyan than there is davening with a minyan or a larger minyan.